give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And magnify his name. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Magnify his name. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And magnify his name. Come on and give the Lord a shout for joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord a shout for joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord a shout for joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and magnify his name. Come on and give the Lord a shout for joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord a shout for joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord a shout for joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and magnify his name. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And magnify his name. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. He picked me up and he turned me around. He picked me up and he turned me around. He picked me up and he turned me around. He's my friend. He healed my body and told me to run on. He healed my body and told me to run on. He healed my body and told me to run on. He's my friend. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Nobody, nobody. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. How can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you brought me out? How can I forget? No, never. Never, I'll never forget. Never, I'll never forget. Never, I'll never forget. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. But then rising, he justified and freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. I said, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. But then rising, he justified and freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. I said, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. But then rising, he justified and freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as can be, that's when Jesus came down to be born of a virgin, dwelt among many. Our example is he. Everybody say, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. But then rising, he justified and freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. That day when they nailed him to die on the tree. Oh, suffering and anguish, despised and rejected. Bearing our sins, our example is he. Everybody say, living, he loved us. Dying, he saved us. Bearing, he carried our sins far away. But then rising, he justified and freed us forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. One Sunday the grave couldn't conceal him no longer. The day when the stone rolled away from the door, that's when Jesus arose over death he had conquered. Now he's ascended. He is Lord of all. Everybody say, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved us. Buried, he carried our sins far away. But then rising, he justified and freed us forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Yes, I am here. Good morning to the TMC family. This is Simone Alexander here from Vancouver, Canada, and I wish you all of the warmest kingdom greeting. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scripture reference, Psalm 88 and verse 13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers comes before you." Our mission statement is, to enrich and enhance and empower believers as they begin their day. The website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. Have been archived on the website as well as the speaker's bio. The theme for the year is in 2022, God is inspiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthrough. If you feel led up to the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, Psalmist O'Darrow, and as a singer, Minister Keisha, then all you have to do is reach out to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, as well as Prior General Brenda Terrell, and she. Give me a second here, guys. And our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, and you can contact her, and she'll know exactly what to do. As today is Testimonial Thursday, as what brought us together as this phenomenal company, as Artistry International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago, we are now called Artistry Live. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday to Friday, which is led by the dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of this wonderful artistry product. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617#. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617#. And then there's also a bypass number, which is 716-293-9707. Our speaker this morning is none other than the phenomenal Minister Willow, and what she will do before I announce her this morning, though, I'll pray before we move ahead, and we will listen to her today. She is an evangelist, a certified nutritionist, and a grandmother, and a TMC prayer warrior. Before I announce her, though, we will pray this morning, and so let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for my friends in fellowship. Thank you on this beautiful Thursday, and the more time you hear what's not said. Listen to others as our most important tool in understanding and connecting situations. However deserving, what's not said is important as well. And, oh, Lord, as we take on this beautiful day and we listen to our minister this morning, not to let us only listen well to the words of others, but to pay attention to what's not said. Connecting the dots and understanding historically the big picture, in your namesake. Minister Willa, are you there, please?
Yes, I am, Minister Simone. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for praying for us as well as for introducing me with that warm introduction. Well, good morning, my TMC family. Thank you, Minister Darrell, for greeting our family members this morning and for the tag, God is Risen in Me, and Minister Keisha, thank you so much for coming on and setting the atmosphere in praise and worship. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pecola Roberts, for always seeing something in us that we can bring to the Master's Call family. We so love and appreciate all of you. And my TMC family, thank you for joining us this morning, because what would we be without you? I believe we would just be here ministering to one another. So I do love and appreciate all of you. Now, Lord, hide me behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of me as I bring a word to your children this morning. Lord, I pray that you use this yielded vessel to impart a word that will encourage all who are within the sound of my voice. I take authority over Satan right now and all his cohorts and imps. I place them under my feet with the word of God so that they have absolutely no place on this call. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over this call that it goes forth with clarity. And I give you all the praise, all the glory belongs to you. In your precious name, I pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, I'm going to start off with Jeremiah 29:12, which says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. The title of my message is Watch Out, Devil, A Woman is Praying. According to a special series on the science of spirituality shown on National Public Radio, that's NPR, scientists are studying how prayer may reshape your brain and your reality. This field is known as neurotheology. Scientists have found that the brains of people who spend untold hours in prayer and meditation are different from brains of people who do not. Dr. Andrew Newberg, a neuroscientist at the University of Pennsylvania, had been scanning the brains of spirit-filled people for more than a decade. While covering a Pentecostal revival in Toronto, he met Reverend Scott McDermott, who was a United Methodist minister with a Ph.D. in New Testament theology. Reverend McDermott gave Dr. Newberg the following account of a vision he had had because of praying. He said, I saw fire dancing on my eyelids. I felt God say to me, you be the oil and I'll be the flame. Then I began to feel waves of the Spirit flow through my body. Dr. Newberg never forgot what Reverend McDermott told him. So a few years later, the doctor had an opportunity to scan Reverend McDermott's brain to find out what happens to the brain when engaged in prayer. He settled the minister in a darkened exam room and asked Reverend McDermott to pray for someone else. A few minutes later, at that moment that Dr. Newberg believed that Reverend McDermott had reached the peak of his prayer, he injected the minister with a dye that shows the blood flow to the brain. Dr. Newberg's conclusion was the more focused you are on something, whether that's math, driving, or God, the more that becomes your reality, the more it becomes written in the neural connections of your brain. Afterwards, Dr. Newberg asked Reverend McDermott if any of the experiences challenges his belief, if that experiment challenged his belief. Not at all, said Reverend McDermott. I think we're all wired for the supernatural. I think we're meant to sense a world beyond our senses. And he said, come on, come and taste and see that the Lord is really good. Now, the title of my message is not to negate the powerful prayers offered to God but by men and the answers they have received. However, for today, I will address the power of a praying woman. Therefore, as I said, the title of this message is Watch Out, Devil, A Woman is Praying. Let's look at a couple of those fervently praying women that we have read about in the Bible. Well, prayer warrior number one is Hannah. And it comes from 1 Samuel 1, verses 1 through 18. And verses 1 through 11 says, and I'm paraphrasing it, Hannah was one of two wives of Elkanah, who lived in the hill country of Ephraim, who was unable to have children because she was barren. Elkanah's other wife, Peninnah, had sons and daughters, and year after year would tease Hannah because she was unable to conceive. One day, when Hannah could no longer withstand the tormenting by Peninnah, she went to the temple to pray to the Lord about her barrenness. Hannah was so broken as she cried out to the Lord and made the following vow. And this is in 1 Samuel 1, verse 11. Lord of armies, if you will take notice of your servant's affliction, remember and not forget me, and give your servant a son, I will give him to the Lord all the days of my life, and his hair will never be cut. And now verses 12 through 18 paraphrased. As Hannah said this prayer aloud, she begins to pray in the presence in her heart. In other words, she was praying out aloud, but then she with a voice audibly, but then she only started to move her lips. The priest Eli, who was sitting by the doorpost and observed Hannah moving her lips with no sound coming out, accused her of being a drunken woman. Hannah, as you know, in those days, you know, they didn't have cell phones, so you know how we can walk up and down the street and we can be talking, look like we're talking to ourselves, and nobody thinks you're crazy now if you do that, because you could be on your cell phone, but you could be talking to the Lord. However, back to the story. Hannah reassured Eli that she had neither beer or wine. She let him know that she was not that kind of woman, a wicked woman, but one who was brokenhearted and was poor of heart to the Lord from the depth of her resentment and anguish about not being able to conceive a child. When Eli looked into her eyes, he could see she was not drunk at all, but she was deeply troubled and brokenhearted. Eli responded to Hannah in verse 17 and says, go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant the request you have made before him. Hannah believed the words Eli spoke to her. She had faith in the high priest's words, and more importantly, Hannah believed that which she had prayed would come to pass. She went her way and ate, which meant Hannah spent some time fasting as well. She had faith that she would have a male child. Within the course of time, Hannah gave birth to Samuel, whose name means asked or heard of God. Hannah kept her word as she had vowed. After Samuel was weaned, she presented him to Eli the priest. Let us be ever mindful of the fact that all prayers are not answered instantly, as we can see here. However, don't give up. Turn your prayers into praise. Thank God in advance for what you have already asked of him. Watch out, devil, a woman is praying. Let's look at prayer warrior number two, Anna. Anna was a prophetess, a descendant from the Jewish tribe of Asher, an elderly widow, married only 7 years and widowed for many years. Some translations indicated that she was 84 years old when she met Jesus. Anna, a devoted person, devoted time to fasting and praying day and night. Anna was persistent in her prayers. For Anna, prayer was her lifestyle. Nothing at all came before that. And if I can think of a scripture verse about Anna, I would say it's Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I mean, that's all Anna did. Day and night she prayed. Can the same be said about you and me? Are we making prayer a priority? a time of communion with God that we look forward to every day and throughout our day? Or do we treat it as a box that we check off of our to-do list? That was not so with Anna. Luke 2:37 said, she never left the temple, but worshiped day and night, fasting and praying. You will notice Hannah fasted and prayed as well. Anna fasted and prayed. The two worked synergistically with one another, and together the results are powerful. Anna was also diverse in her prayers. She did not pray the rote prayers or the Lord give me this or give me that prayers. No, Anna worshiped God, proclaiming his awesomeness and greatness. Most of all, Anna prayed for the salvation of her people. Being a prophetess, she focused on the Messiah. She prayed for a Savior, for not only herself or her people, but for the whole world. In addition to all of that, not only was Anna disciplined in her prayers, not only was she diverse in her prayers, but Anna was, not only she was persistent in her prayers, not only was she diverse in her prayers, but she was also disciplined in her prayer life. According to the text, she prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My strength is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is no one beside you, nor is there any rock like our God. Anna's devotion to prayer was rewarded when she met the baby Jesus. She recognized him as the long-awaited Savior and began thanking God. The promise of the Word of God that she held in her heart concerning the coming of the Redeemer of Israel had been fulfilled. Watch out, devil, a woman is praying. Now, I know without a shadow of a doubt that it was my mother's prayers and your mother's and grandmother's prayers that have kept each of us. And because of their prayers and faith in their prayers, that we are experiencing the joy from their labor. And they didn't just pray for us. They prayed for the unborn generation. And not only did they pray, but they prayed and they fasted. You know, Dr. Pakola always has a fast going on, and there is one going on right now, because we know that some things don't come but through fasting and praying. Now, as we watch the confirmation hearings of Judge, and I'm going to call her Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, I can only believe that the prayer of the saints is what sustained her to maintain her composure during the grueling two-day, 10 to 12-hour hearings. I can only imagine there was fasting and praying going on long before the day of the hearings, as well as prayer going on during the hearings. Her composure was impeccable and certainly dispelled the nomenclature of the angry black woman. Watch out, devil, a woman is praying. Lastly, Dr. Tony Evans tells of an evangelistic crusade that was held in an outdoor arena in North Carolina. 15,000 to 20,000 people were in attendance. All attendees were excited about the conference and had been looking for the choirs that would sing, looking forward to the choirs that would sing, the speakers who would deliver the messages, the testimonies, and the fellowship with one another. The only thing that they were not looking forward to was the prediction of the rain and dark clouds that would fall upon the city that day. Well, the day had come for the much-awaited conference. With dark clouds looming overhead and umbrellas in tow, the ministers and all crusade participants decided to arrive at the venue early on the day of the outside event to hold a prayer vigil and to command the dark clouds to cease, well, they didn't command the dark clouds, but to pray that they would cease in the name of Jesus. They prayed for what seemed like hours, but to no avail, the dark clouds predicted the soon coming rain. Now, a 5'1" woman named Linda, who was neither a minister or participant, also arrived at the venue early. She attended the outdoor event without an umbrella. She heard the loud praying and pre-praising going up as the ministers petitioned God with umbrellas ready to be used, if necessary, to protect them from the oncoming rain. She interrupted the gathering and asked Dr. Evans if she could pray. Well, he looked at her with kind of a look on his face, like questionable, and told her, well, go ahead, because they needed all the prayer they could get. His answer gave way to his uncertainty about her ability to pray. Linda's prayer went something like this. Lord, we are here doing what you asked us to do, which is winning people to Christ and proclaiming your word. We have spent money, time, and energy to put this crusade together, doing what you told us to do. So would you embarrass yourself and let it rain? Because you control the weather, and I know you won't do that. Then Linda's prayer got really bold. So she said, so therefore, Lord, I command the rain to stop. Well, all the ministers looked at each other and waited for lightning to strike, because this 5-foot woman was commanding God. 15 minutes into the crusade, it began to drizzle and then rain. Umbrellas were opening, including the umbrella of the man sitting next to Linda, who began to shield her with his umbrella. Linda pushed his hand to move the umbrella out of her way. Then it happened. As the rain came up to the stadium, it split and went around to the back of the stadium. The rain left. Never underestimate the power of prayer and watch out, devil. A woman is praying. My TMC family, I pray that this message has blessed you to know that no matter what, no matter how a thing looks, no matter what the answer, because God doesn't answer all of our prayers immediately. Sometimes the answer is wait. And while we are waiting, He prepares us when we ask Him to during the wait. Sometimes the answer is, you know, my daughter, this is not for you. My son, it's not for you. I got something better. Trust that. And sometimes the answer is yes. But no matter what the answer, keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing, because we know that prayer unlocks the key, but it is the faith in your prayer that unlocks the door. And I can imagine that when Hannah and when Anna and when Ketanji Brown Jackson's family were praying, their minds weren't wandering. They were focused on what God had for them to do. Now, I know sometimes I'm guilty. When I'm praying, my mind is gone throughout the rest of the day. That's not good. We have to be focused on what we are praying about to our Lord and Savior. We have to make sure that in our prayers, we're just not asking, but we're also worshiping Him and we're praising Him. And then we have to trust Him for the answer. Because we know that Proverbs 3:5-6 says to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and don't lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him. And He will direct our paths. Host, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Let us pray. Almighty Father, God, as we cross the threshold of this day, I commit our lives, ourselves to you, our soul, body, affair, Father, friends, to your care. Watch over us this day, Father God. Guide, direct, sanctify, and bless us. Incline our hearts to your ways. mold us completely in the image of Jesus as a potter form clay, Father God. May our lips be well-tuned harp to the sound of your praise. Let those around us be living, transformed by a renewed mind, clothed in the entire armor of God, shining as the never-dimmed light, showing holiness in all our doing. Let no evil this day soil our thoughts, words, and hands. May we travel swampy paths with a life pure from spot or stain. In every transgression, let our affection be in heaven and our love soar upwards in flame of fire. Our gaze fixed on the unseen things and our eyes open to the emptiness, fertility, mockery of earth on this vanity. May we view all things in the mirror of eternity, waiting for the coming of you, Lord, listening for the last trumpet call, hastening upon the new heaven and earth. Order this day all our commandments according to your wisdom and to the gain of the mutual good. Forbid that we should not be profited or made profitable. May I speak each day into our last word and walk each step in our final one. If our life should end today, Lord, let this day be our best day. May I pray these words in your name's sake, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To hear the playback of this message, you can dial 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-pound. The morning motivation, what I want to do is thank Thomas Darrell, Brother Darrell, for greeting us this morning, and Thomas Tisha for giving us praise and worship this morning. And if Minister Willow could come back in and give us the benediction this morning, that would be awesome. Minister Willow, are you there?
Yes, I am. And remember, I thank you so much, Minister Simone, and thank you so much. And I do believe you mentioned the morning motivational call is immediately following this call. And so I know we have family members who want to head on over there. What have you been fasting and praying, believing God for, my TMC family? Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me, and I will answer and show you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. And Luke 2, verses 38 and verse 40 says, Anna returned thanks to God and talked of Jesus. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace, favor, and spiritual blessing of God was upon him. Now, Lord, we come to you thanking you so much because we know that we serve a God who not only hears our prayers but answers them. And God, as we pray and as we fast, let us keep our mind focused not on the problem but on you. Because you are greater than any problem we have. As we pray and as we fast, let us rejoice and worship you. Because we know that worship is what we were created to do. Praising you is what we were created to do. And God, then when you've answered our prayers, whether it's the answer that we wanted or whether it's the answer that we didn't want, but we know you gave us. Let us be ever mindful that you did what was best for us because you believe in giving good gifts to your children, and you would never give us anything that was not the best. Now, Lord, I ask that you watch over my sisters and brothers as we go through this day. Have your angels encamped around about us, and let us be a blessing to someone in some way, whether big or small. We give it all because of you. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. Be blessed and go in peace. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.